The other day, I asked my father, "Who is your greatest idol?" And he told me the story of a guy. My dad told me that because of this guy, Sunday mornings used to be different. The streets were always empty, lunch always ran late, and even the group of kids who never missed a night out stayed at home in the early hours of Saturday to Sunday mornings. More excited than I had ever seen him, he told me without missing out any details about the stunts that took place on those unforgettable Sundays. It thrilled me just to remember the best lap in the history of Formula One. When, with a wet racetrack, the red and white car overtook four cars in only one lap and then led all the way to the checkered red flag. He also told me the day when the English Lion was beaten by only 0.14 of a second. With fists clenched, my daddy recalled the agony of the last few laps when his idol, with only sixth gear working, won the first time at Interlagos racetrack. He said he had never seen a Formula One car so full of people. He imitated the gesture Ayrton made when he lifted up the cup, even though it took so much effort after having totally worn himself out in the race. I remember asking him, "Dad, all this just because of a Formula One racing driver?" That's when, really emotionally, he said to me, he was not just a Formula One racing driver. He was what the Brazilian people needed and still need today. An example of strength, determination, courage, faith. It awoke in each one of us the hope and pride of being Brazilian. Racing drivers come and go, you know. Just like their records, achievements, and conquests do, idols get old and are replaced by each new generation of fans. Icons, however, icons are eternal. Their stories get blended into the history of a people, of a country. So it is with Ayrton. He is a man, a racing driver, an icon, and a Brazilian.
Vocês todos que assistiram e estão assistindo agora, eu digo que seja quem você for, seja qualquer posição que você tenha na vida, no nível altíssimo ou mais baixo social, tenha sempre como meta muita força, muita determinação e sempre faça tudo com muito amor e com muita fé em Deus, que um dia você chega lá, de alguma maneira você chega lá.